K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, my Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we give you the highest praise. But there's no God like you, Father. What an awesome God you are. What a mighty God you are, Father. And Lord, we come on this radio broadcast, Father, first and foremost, coming through your gates of thanksgiving, Lord, giving you thanks, Father, to say thank you, Lord God. In all things, Father, we give you thanks, Lord God. Hallelujah. And Father, not only that, we give you praise to, we give you praise and honor and glory, my Father, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. It all belongs to you. And you have done great things, Father, that our eyes have not even seen, nor have our ears heard, nor has it entered into our hearts, all the great and mighty things that you have done, that you are doing, and that you will forever be doing, my Father God. So as we come, Lord, like you always tell us to every time we come on this broadcast, hallelujah, it's the invitation, Father, from you to come through the gates of thanksgiving, through the course of praise, through this radio broadcast, through the holy place, all the way behind the veil into the literal presence of the Most High God, Father, because the way have already been made through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We don't come, Father, on our own, in our own merits, Father, because, Lord, have mercy, Father, there ain't no way that we can come to you. Only way we can come to you is we be drawn by your Holy Spirit. Only way we can be drawn by your Holy Spirit, Father, is because of what Jesus Christ has already done for us. And because of what Christ has done for us, then you've given us the Spirit, my Father, hallelujah, of power and love and a sound mind, Father, to help us understand, Lord, what your greatest desire, what your intent is for your relationship, Lord, with your people here on earth, my Father God. So, Lord, we take you up on that invitation, for you have pointed unto every last one of us the golden scepter of righteousness, Lord, signifying once again that we can come through the gates of thanksgiving, through the course of praise, through the holy place, through our church service, through all our service that we do to you, Father, and all of the service that we do, Lord, even our traditions and everything that we do and our way of having service, through that holy place, through the church service, through the prayer meetings, through the Bible studies, through all the seminars and everything that we put on, Father, all the way into your very presence, behind the veil. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Behind the veil, Father, into your literal presence, where we can sit at the King's table, that's you, Father, and eat the King's food. That's your word, Father. We thank you, Lord, that the word that you've given us, Lord, through your servants, through the apostles, the prophets, the through Moses, through the law and the prophets, Father, where we come, Lord, all the way even past death, Lord, into your very presence where we can just hear what the King has to say. Hallelujah. What you have to say, Father. We thank you for all the word that you've spoken to us through men and women of God, my Father God, but our desire, Lord, and your desire, Lord, through this broadcast, is that we not only hear what your men and women say to us about you, what you say, but that we hear what your Spirit, the Holy Spirit, say to us about what the men and women of God say, about what the servant of the Lord say, about what the sons of God say, Lord. Pray, Father, we might know the truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What the King say, what you say. So, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Hallelujah. And we give you free reign. And I humble myself under your mighty hands, Father, in the Holy Spirit. And I say, not my kingdom and not my will, but your kingdom come, Father, and your will be done in our life here on earth, just like it is in heaven. So, Holy Spirit, we give you free reign. Now, incline our ears and anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church in this hour. And as in always, Father, we're careful to give you the praise and the glory and the honor, hallelujah, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever, in Jesus' name, amen. Once again, Holy Spirit, have your way. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, hallelujah. Lord, I like saying that every time we come on this radio broadcast, and you hear me saying that, hallelujah, because that's, again, I always want to repeat this, because that's who we really are. I'm talking about, man, past has been religious titles and everything else that we come upon, you know, past, you know, our priestly garments, past, you know, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, bishops, popes, past all of that, past religion, past Hinduism, Buddhism, past, man, Mormonism, past, man, you know, Muhammad, past even Christianity, Father, into who we really are, sons and daughters of the Most High God, the children of the Most High God. And if sons of God, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ Jesus, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that through this radio broadcast, Father, you want to make known to us, Lord, that we are no longer servants, but sons of God. And if sons of God, then heirs of God, Father, and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. And you want us to know, Father, what we have inherited, what our inheritance is. And, Father, you say it in your word, come. So anything I say to every one of you under the sound of my voice, come, you who are called of your Father, and get your inheritance. What? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for us before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. Listen, that I pray that it get past your intellect all the way down into your spirit. What? Come. That's the invitation that God gives us every time we come on this radio broadcast. That's the golden scepter that he points to us every time we come on this radio broadcast, that he reminds us of, that he's pointing unto us. Can't no man come to God except the Spirit of the Lord bring him there. Hallelujah. So we ain't going on our own, in our own ability, and in our own merit. No, boy, we laid out the Spirit, hallelujah. We laid out the Holy Ghost. Well, boy, into the presence of the Most High God. Why? So that, man, we can receive our inheritance. What our inheritance is? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for us before the foundation of the world. And, boy, that's what my assignment is. That's what my assignment is. Now, everybody got their different assignment and different gifting of the Holy Spirit. And I don't want to knock nobody else's assignment, man, and they way of, man, administrating their gifts and talent that the Holy Spirit has given all of us. Different gifts and different talents. But I want to tell you what this one is so that you don't miss at the purpose for this radio broadcast, so that you can know what the purpose of it is. And the purpose of it is not the man, you know, to stir up your emotions. It'll do that. The purpose of this radio ministry was to fill you with the knowledge of God's will for your life, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding. For what purpose? So that you can know what is the hope of his calling, so that you can know why he called you, why he saved you, why he do what he do, why Jesus came. And listen, it's good to know what he did and everything else, but what's more important is why, the purpose for the thing. Glory to God. That's more important than pretty much anything. Listen, mankind has five age-old questions that have been all the way, man, through the history of mankind. And those five age-old questions, man, I'm talking about, boy, is what every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl is seeking after. Because therein, when you come to the answer to those five age-old questions, and boy, you can, man, get in on the will of God for your life and, man, fulfill your God-given purpose and destiny. What's those age-old question that you're talking about, Brother Arthur. Who are we? Hallelujah. That's your origin. I mean, that's who you are. That's your identity, who you really are. I ain't talking about Christians. I'm talking about who you really are. I'm not talking about apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. I'm talking about who you really are. I'm not talking about many religious people and religious organizations and religious churches and religious. I'm talking about who you really are. Who? You're the children of the Most High God. I'm talking about that, I'm talking about that which was not only in the beginning, but that which was from the beginning. This God Almighty. Say that again, Brother Arthur. I'm talking about that which was from the beginning, what God's original intent, and God's original plan, and God's original destiny, and God's original purpose, man, for the creation of you, mankind, and for the creation of the earth and the universe. And you come to the knowledge of that, man, what the precept of God, his original intent, his original idea, you discover who you really are. You are the children of the Most High God. You are the offspring of the Most High God. Listen, you are ambassadors of the Most High God. Who you represent? You represent the Most High God. That's what an ambassador is, a representative of his government and the king of the government. So you are here to represent Almighty God, not just a church or a denomination or a religious belief system. You're really here, man, to represent God, to display the nature and character of God, to manifest God and his glory in the earth, to show forth the glory of God, to show man that what the show God. Let me tell you something, boy. You here to manifest man and show who God really is, the character and nature of God, the likeness of God. That's what your Bible says in Genesis chapter 1. God said, let's create man in our image and our likeness. Why? Well, in our image and our likeness, what? What's the image? Character of God. The nature of God. What's likeness? Functioning ability and functioning principles of God. How God functions, how God talks, how God thinks, how God lives, how God conducts himself. Hallelujah. In the same way we're supposed to think, act, live, and conduct ourselves. Same character and nature of Almighty God, man, that's the same character and nature, boy, that we are put on this earth, man, to manifest, man, to display on this earth. What? So that, boy, the whole earth will be filled with the glory and the character and the nature and the likeness of the Most High God. For what purpose, Arthur? So you can answer that prayer that we've been praying all our lives, ever since the fall. What? Lord, which is in heaven, holy is your name. That's why we come through the gates with thanksgiving and the court with praise, because we give him his props. But pass that, man, all the way until, man, making our first petition. What? Not, Lord, help me with this. Give me a job. Lord, we need this. I ain't got my family this. Lord, heal me this. No. That's coming with that. But I'm talking about, man, getting our prize in line. What? Your first request, your first petition in prayer is not trying to get God to do something for you and not trying to get God in on what you're doing. But going to God, man, and turning and asking God what he's doing, and, boy, allowing God to incorporate us in on what he's doing. See, we go to God and try to get God to do things for us when the first petition is to go to God and say, Lord, let your kingdom come. Why? Because when your kingdom comes, then your will can be done. What's your will? Well, that it be in your life here on earth just like it is in heaven. That's the original will of God for your life. And for you, and for him putting you here on the earth. So that through us, his kingdom, what? And in the influence of his kingdom, and the nature of his kingdom, and the attributes of his kingdom, and the logic of his kingdom. What kingdom is that? I'm talking about the kingdom of heaven. Can be manifested, man, on this earth. Glory to God. And how God going to do that? Through you, through me, through the church, through his family of sons. Man, we didn't miss the original idea of God, man, and because of that, man, and all we've been doing, man, is producing religion, having good church and everything else, but missing that the use of it, missing that the original intent and plan and purposeful. And instead of being a church and try to put on good programs and good messages and everything else, and man, God, and that's a part of it, but boy, God's original intent, man, was for me, and I'm talking about us to be the church. And I'm not talking about the religious church as we know it. I'm talking about, man, the call out one of the Most High God, man, to manifest God's glory, God's character, God's nature, God's likeness on the earth. For what purpose, Brother Arthur? So it might be on earth, just like it is in heaven. See, listen, God's original idea, man, was for creating the heaven and the earth, and for creating you and bringing you and I down to the earth, because God wanted to be on earth like it is in heaven. He wants earth to be a colony of heaven. He don't want you men trying to live good and everything else so that you can get to heaven. That's all a part of it, man, but that's a means to an end. Sure, you're going to go to heaven, but, man, let me tell you something. When it's all said and done, you ain't going to see, that's what I'm talking about, man. You ain't going to live in heaven forever and ever and ever. Now, I ain't saying you ain't going to go there, but you need to know this. You need to listen. But y'all, the Christian believers, man, their goal is, man, to make it to heaven, man. Because they think, boy, that's what it's all about, trying to get to heaven. Well, we're going to live forever and ever and ever in heaven with our Father God. Man, that ain't God, what God doing. Let me tell you something. I have to say this again. I always say this on this radio broadcast because I want to get past your intellect down into your spirit. I ain't never saying you ain't going to go to heaven. All you got to do, man, is die. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Where the Lord is, our Father which art in heaven. So to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So all you got to do to get to heaven is just die. If you're washed in the blood, if you receive Christ Jesus into your life, if you're saved by God's grace, if you're in on what God is doing, not trying to get God in on what we're doing, but if you get in on what God is doing, then you get your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm not talking about, man, getting your name written on a church roll and shaking a preacher's hand. I heard Brother Schambach say 40 years ago, let me tell you something, you might as well, man, sign your name on a barn and shake a donkey's tail. That'll get you into hell of man faster than just signing your name on the church roll and shaking a preacher's hand. No, you got to be born again. Not of the will of man, boy, but be born of the Spirit. Huh? How you going to be born of the Spirit? By the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. That's why, boy, you might not understand it, and you might take it lightly, boy, but I'm talking about this gospel of the kingdom is the indestructible, incorruptible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. That's why God called me to preach, boy, this gospel of the kingdom. Now, I ain't like I said again, I say, I ain't talking about what he called other people to do, man. That's good and dandy. That's all in their gift and everything else. But if you tune in to this radio broadcast, man, let me tell you something, boy. Well, I want you to know, man, about the kingdom. And Lord, they got a lot of ministry, man. They preach the word of God. It's good and everything else. And it'll get you prepared, man, for the end time message. What? The gospel of the kingdom. That's why, boy, I'm talking about, boy, let me tell you something. If you tune into this radio broadcast, that's an invitation from God to you. And I'm going to say this here while I'm right here, man. If you tune into this radio broadcast, man, and you really, man, I'm talking about incline your ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you, man, let me tell you something. You will receive that with gladness, man. And not only will you receive that in gladness, you'll want to go tell all your loved ones, all your friends, all your family, everybody who you know about their inheritance. So they can stop trying to get what they already have. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Everybody trying to live right to get to heaven. Let me tell you something, boy. When you get your name written on the Lamb's Book of Life, you are as sure for heaven as if you was already there. You ain't got to live right to try to get to heaven. You live right, man, because that's your eternal destination. And I'm not just talking about the heaven where God is. I'm talking about the heaven, man, that God is establishing on the earth through his church, through his family, son, through mankind, through you, and through me. But if you don't know nothing about that, don't have no concept of that, and no precept of that, then you'll be steady, man, just having good church, man, and trying to live right and hope, man, that when it's all said and done, you make it to heaven and live with God forever and ever and ever. Listen, man, that's a good thing. But I'm talking about, man, a greater thing. It's a good thing to go to heaven, but you know what's greater than that? Right. For you to live in heaven on earth. Watch it. Let me tell you, what you mean, Brother Arthur? I'm going to throw it to you. Everybody listening to me want to go to hell. And the only way to get there is to die. Everybody want to go to heaven, but nobody don't want to die. No. I'm going to say it again. Everybody want to go to heaven, but nobody don't want to die. Why? Because heaven is not your final destination. Earth is your final destination. I say this all the time on the radio broadcast, and it bears repeating. It's in the end of your Bible, in Revelation chapter 21. Behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. That heaven that it's talking about there, that's not talking about the place where God is. It's talking about this ether, this air, this atmosphere that's here, man, that we live under here. So you have three heavens. You know, that's the first heaven, man, our sky, and then this atmosphere and everything else. Then that's the second heaven, where the principality and the power and the rule of darkness is. And then that's the third heaven, man, the heaven where God lives in. But when you say he created a new heaven, a new earth, that's a new atmosphere, a new environment. It'll be all them hurricanes and all this stuff, man, that comes from the second heaven, man, that where the devil, man, rule and reign in. He's the prince of the power of the air. But I'm talking about, boy, she called up us under the hill of my son. Now, what Revelation say? Behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And I saw all those who had gone up to heaven, the holy city of Jerusalem, the city of peace, and all those who dwell in it. I saw them coming down, what, to the new heaven and the new earth. And it was on earth just like it is in hell. And they shall reign on the earth forever. And the dwelling place of God was with the sons of man, with mankind. God was with his people, just like he was, man, in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, when he created Adam and Eve and put them on the earth and put them in a spot on the earth with an open door, into the literal presence of the Most High God. That's an atmosphere and an environment that's created by God, man. Can you imagine, man, the atmosphere and the environment of heaven? What kind of atmosphere that is? What kind of environment that is? Well, that's what the Garden of Eden is. That was a spot on the earth for the moment with an open door into a delightful place with the presence of the Lord. Adam and Eve were walking and talking with God in the cool of the day, unbroken fellowship. Good, can you talk about Shanta, my Shanta? Say that again, Brother Arthur. Boy, God, man, started off, man, with heaven on earth. That's what the Garden of Eden is. That's heaven on earth. And that's where God placed the mankind. And what is the sign of the word? Be fruitful and multiply and replenish and subdue the earth. In other words, make the whole earth, man, just like this little garden. Man, produce the same atmosphere and the same environment that's in this garden, my presence, man. Make the whole earth like that, man, so that the whole earth could be filled with the glory of God. He ain't put it on here to have no church. He put it on this earth, man, to be the church. What being a church do? That's establishing God's will upon the earth. What God will, man, in the earth and on the earth? That it be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. But if you don't know that, man, you'll be preoccupied with, man, having church and not being the church. And I'm going to tell you something, man, you want to have some good church? Let's learn how to start being the church. What? The one who God used to colonize, man, this territory of the earth with the governing influence of God. Producing a community of citizens, man, that, man, I'm talking about displaying the character and nature of God. For what purpose, Brother Arthur? So that, man, mankind, those who are lost, might see a great light. What that great light, boy? The illumination, man, not of what my church is doing, not of what we're doing, not what I'm doing, but we might see that great light of what God is doing. What God is doing, he was in Christ Jesus, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing man trespassing against him, not man for just saying, man, that man stands up forgiven, but, man, he forgive man's sins for a purpose. Not for you to just live and do any kind of thing, but so that you can be holy again, so that you can come back into the presence of the Most High God again, so that you can represent God in the earth again, so that you can begin to live your life, man. I'm talking about, boy, not led by the old man and the natural man of the flesh, but led by the Spirit. And, boy, you know where the Spirit of God is going to lead you in? Into the presence of the Lord. What the Holy Spirit is going to do? He's going to lead you into the presence of the Lord. That's what Jesus said. Well, how be it when the Spirit of truth comes? He ain't going to testify of himself. He's going to testify of me, man. And he's going to lead you, man, the same place, man, where he came, led me. Let me ask you this. Where is Jesus at? He's seated at the right hand of the Most High God. Where is the Most High God at? Our Father, which art where? In heaven. What the Holy Spirit's job is to do is to lead you, man, to that same place. That's why the Bible says, boy, you who were dead in trespasses and sins, has God raised up and made to sit together with Christ Jesus in those heavenly places. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again, man. And you, that's me and you, who are dead in trespasses and sin, who were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, man, that through, man, what Jesus Christ done for us, boy, we can be redeemed from that curse of the disobedience of the law, and not only redeemed from the curse, man, but restored back to our original place, man, that we had in God before Adam and Eve ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Let me ask you a question, man. I don't want you to answer now. I just want you to ponder on it. What do you think, man, the earth would be like if Adam and Eve, man, had never sinned? Obviously, there'd be billions of people up on the earth. Do you think life would be like it is here on the earth now? No, you'd be living in the presence of the Most High God. You'd be living in heaven on earth. The whole earth would be filled with the glory of God. Because everywhere everybody would go, in their home, in their circle of influence, in their territory, wherever they are, the kingdom of God would be. And the whole earth would be filled, man, with the kingdom of God and with the children, man, manifesting the kingdom of heaven on the earth. Not just having good church and putting on good programs. And that's a result of the fall. But none of those things wouldn't happen in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. That what we're doing now and everything else, man, that's a product of the fall. It is a means to an end. But to get you back into, man, what was going on in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. Can you imagine what kind of life Adam and Eve were living in Genesis chapter 1 and 2 before they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? But that's the abundant life that Jesus Christ come to give you. When the Bible says, he who believeth in him shall not perish but have life and that more abundantly, he come to restore you back to that life and to teach you, man, about that life. Amen. So that you can be translated out of this kingdom of darkness, ignorance of that light, over into the kingdom of his dear Son, the kingdom of light. The Bible says in Colossians, thanks be unto God who has translated us out of the kingdom of darkness. What's the kingdom of darkness? Ignorance of what God is really doing. Not knowing what God is doing, knowing what the church is doing, and knowing what religion is doing, but not knowing what God is doing. He couldn't, the Bible says we have been, not going to be, it's already done. We have been translated out of that kingdom of darkness from being lost in sin and shaped in iniquity over into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of his dear Son. But boy, we can begin to learn of him and come to the knowledge of, boy, the truth of those age-old questions. What those age-old questions again, Brother Arthur? Who you really are? Who? Son of the Most High God. Number two, where you really come from. You ain't come from there from the earth. You came to the earth. Your body is formed from the earth, but you come from God. Our Father, which art in heaven. And if you come from God, then you come from heaven. Philippians say our citizenship is in heaven. That's our original citizenship. But God wants to colonize the earth, man, with heaven. And the way he do that, he sends some citizens, man, from heaven to earth. That's the principle of colonization, man. When kingdoms take over territory, They send, man, some citizens from the original territory over to that other territory that they took over so that those citizens from that territory can establish, man, kingdom rule and kingdom government, man, in that territory. That's why God brought you to the earth. Lord, purpose so that you can establish the culture and the nature and the influence and the likeness, man, of God, man, in heaven on the foreign territory that God created called the earth that he wanted to be, man, just like it is in heaven, on that territory. And he gave that territory to you and I. The heaven belonged to God, the earth he gave to you and I. Everything belonged to him. He's Lord of everything. But he say, hey, he created the universe. Then he's, let me see. And then he passed in all these galaxies and all these eons of space, and he chose a spot, the third planet in our galaxy called the earth. He said, there I'm going to put my family or son. And from there, they're going to rule and reign. And from there, they're going to make, man, that territory, their territory that I give them, a colony of the territory that they come from, heaven. That ain't no religion, that. That's governing authority. Glory to God. That's governing authority. For what purpose, Arthur? Because you can govern the territory that God gave you and I, what, the earth. The governing how? With the governing influence of God. Establish, man, a sensitivity of a community of citizens, man, that will establish the will, the intent, the desire, the purpose, the plan of God, the original one, for for all mankind. So you come from heaven. Who you are? You the children of the Most High God. That's your identity, your true identity. Where you come from? That's your origin. You come from God. You come from heaven. Number three, why are you here? That's mankind's age-old question. Who are we? Where we come from? Theories and everything else, that we come up from a salamander that got this and that and everything else, and then became a monkey, and then became a man. Man, you ain't come from no monkey. A devil tried to make a monkey out of us, man. You come from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You come from God, man. Not from no Abel, not from no salamander, not from the theories, man, that mankind had come up with, man, and all that. All that is a theory. But that ain't the truth. You come from God. You an offspring of the Most High God. That's who, man, who you are, man. You the offspring of the Most High God. Sons of God. Some in female bodies, some in male bodies. But you're all, man, sons of God. Remember all this other old religious stuff, man, about women can't do this here and women can't do that. Man, listen, that's after the fall. But in the fall, man, Adam and Eve was one. And God was working, man, through one, who male and female. All this other stuff, man, that man can't do this and woman can't do that, that was the product, man, that was established after the fall. But Jesus Christ come, man, let me tell you something, to redeem our life from that destruction and restore us back, man, to that which was before the fall. And before the fall, man, God gave them, who, male and female, dominion over the earth. But all this mess about women can't preach and women can't go in pulpits and all that, that's religion. And boy, God, Jesus Christ ain't come, man, to establish no religion up on the earth. He come to redeem our lives and take us out of religion, man, into a relationship where we all one. Spirits don't have no gender. It ain't no male spirit and female spirit. It's male bodies and female bodies, but not spirits. And man, God, man, we want us to be led, man, by the Spirit. So in the spirit realm, man, it ain't no male or female. It ain't no woman preaching and don't can't preach and all that. No, that's spirit being just like all of us. Like I say, some have a male body, some have a female body. And all this other mess that we done made religiousized and made doctrines and laws and rituals and everything else, all that's a product of the fall. But in the beginning, man, we were created in the image of God. Now, we understand our position as a male and a female in the church, man. And that's why I say we didn't made the means the end. And as a result of it, man, then develop religion. But, man, in the end, man, there ain't going to be no male or female. They ain't going to be given in marriage and all that stuff like that. No, we're going to be all spirit beings, some living in male bodies, some living in female bodies, but led by the Spirit, not by some religious, man, ceremony or ritual. A tradition that's been handed down, man, from the law and the prophets. No, Jesus said, I didn't come to do away with the law and the prophets. I come to fulfill that. So now you no longer two. You one. Just like God said, a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they shall be one. One spirit. One desire. One purpose. One intent. What? To fulfill the will of God. What's the will of God? The purpose of God. The purpose of God. That's why we're here. That's why we're here. What those age-old questions? Who are we? Children of the Most High God. Where we come from? We come from God. We come from heaven. You didn't come from the earth. You came from heaven. Why are we here? To establish the governing influence of God, man, in the territory that he gave us, the earth. For what purpose? So it might be in our territory, the earth that he gave us, just like it is in the territory that we came from. Our assignment, man, is to colonize earth with heaven, to make earth a colony of heaven. What's that? So that the same thing that's going on in heaven can go on the earth. How is God going to accomplish that? Through his family of sons. That's you and I. Through mankind. What's his strategy for accomplishing that? He's going to fill you with his Holy Spirit, with him, with his power, with his ability, with his attributes, all of the Holy Spirit, man, just like he did in Jesus. He was full of the Spirit. Therefore, he could carry out his assignment. When Adam and Eve, man, messed up, boy, the Holy Spirit left them. You know when God first created Adam and Eve? I mean, you know the scripture very well. It's like God breathed into man's nostril the breath of life, and man became a living soul. But they were, that God placed and put on the inside of the body, the spirit of man. And then he breathed inside that body that was housed in the spirit of man, the little offspring of God, he breathed into their nostrils the breath of life. What he did, he breathed the Holy Spirit into our spirit. For what purpose? So that we would have, man, the authority and the power and the ability, man, to fulfill our God-given destiny. That's why the Bible says, not by power and not by might, but it's by my spirit, said the Lord. Just like Jesus did. He never attributed none of those mighty works and everything that he was doing upon the earth. He never attributed that to himself. Listen to what he say. The spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Hallelujah. To preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to recover the sight to the blind, to set at liberty all those who are bound. And boy, this is what I love most about it. And to proclaim, boy, the acceptable year of the Lord. That's in your Bible, man, in Leviticus chapter 25. Well, the year of Jubilee. What's the year of Jubilee, man? All debt canceled. That every 49 year they would sound the trumpet, man, and that 50 year, man, I'm talking about, boy, everything, man, any debt that your old man was paid in full. If your credit had got real bad because of the debt you owed and couldn't pay it, man, your credit had went from an 850 to a 350 or a 300, I'm talking about all your debt paid in full so you would get back up to an 800 perfect credit score. That's what Jesus Christ said the Spirit of the Lord was on him to proclaim, what? Liberty to the captives. What? To let you know that all your debt that you owe, and let me tell you something, the penalty, what, for the sin that we committed, all that, man, paid in full. And it's a gift from God. Romans chapter 6 says the penalty for sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Good God Almighty. What are you talking about? What that man is saying? I'm telling you, man, about the gospel of the kingdom. What's the gospel of the kingdom, the good news about this kingdom? I ain't talking about the good news about Jesus. It's contained in it. I'm talking about the good news that Jesus Christ preached. And that's what the devil been hid from the church, man, in the graveyard of religion. He got the church preoccupied, man, with religion. What man can do for God instead of coming to the knowledge of what God is doing in and through man. I'm going to say that again. Religion is what we try to do for God. And then, man, go to God in our prayer and try to get God in on what we try to do for him. Listen, man, that ain't that backwards. What God is doing is, man, he ain't trying to get us. He want to work in us. He want to work through us. He want to establish his kingdom and his will and his desire through us. He don't want us to come in and come tell him, man, what we want him to do for us. He want us to come to God and ask God, what can we do for you? How can we assist you? How can we help you? How can we get in on what you're doing? Man, through religion, we go to God and try to get God in on what we're doing. And what you're doing can be a good thing. But just because it's a good thing don't necessarily mean it's the right thing. Like I told you, I got, man, listen, I don't want to be preoccupied with the good thing at the expense of forfeiting the great thing. It's a good thing, man, the thing that we want to do for God and everything else and the good ideas and everything else that we have for God. And that's a good thing. But I'm talking about something that's greater than that. I ain't talking about what we can do for God. I'm talking about what God want to do for us and through us. What's that order, that kingdom? What's religion is what we want to do for God. And there ain't no bad thing. Let me tell you something. The devil's most successful tactic going to be against you as a believer that's listening to this radio broadcast is to preoccupy you with the good things so that, man, you forfeit the great things. You have all your mind and all your everything that you're doing, man, trying to accomplish the good things. At the expense of forfeiting, man, the great thing. What's the good thing? What you trying to do for God and accomplish for God through our rituals, through our ceremonies, through our observance of the ritual laws of God. But boy, I'm talking about a great thing. I'm talking about what God want to do, man, in and through us. And all he wants us to do, man, is allow him to do it through us. That's his purpose, man, for creating you. So that through you, he might extend his governing influence of his territory, heaven to earth, through his family of sons, you and I. That's your purpose. Fourth question, man. What can we do? What's those age old questions again? Number one, who are you? Who are we? What's the second one? Where we come from? What's the third one? Why are we here? What's the fourth question? What can we do? Let me tell you something, boy. When God, man, he come on, when God created man in his image and his likeness, and gave him dominion over the earth. You know what the Bible say? And God blessed them and told them to be fruitful and multiply and replenish and subdue this earth. That's your territory. That's your kingdom. He said, I give you, let them have dominion. Now, what's dominion? That's power, control, and influence over what? On the earth and everything that comes from the earth. Not over people, but over, man, this territory that he gave us. What he gave us? Dominion. For what purpose? To accomplish his will. That's what it meant when he's saying God blessed them. I ain't talking about the blessing that of Abraham. I'm talking about the blessing of Adam. See, the blessing of Abraham, that's a good thing. And, man, people are always preaching, man, about the blessing of Abraham. And on that, man, let me tell you something, man. Don't be preoccupied. God gave that blessing to Abraham over a little piece of territory that they fighting over there, man, in the Middle East now over there. That's just a little piece of the earth. God gave, man, to Adam, blessed Adam, man, with the whole earth, the whole pie. He just gave Abraham, man, a piece of the pie so that through that piece of the pie, he might reestablish the whole pie. What's the whole pie? The blessing that God blessed Adam with was the whole earth. He just blessed Abraham with a little piece of territory. That was a type and shadow, man, of what God originally intended was, that, man, he wanted mankind, man, to be good stewards over the whole earth. We over there fighting, man, about, man, they over there fighting now about that, man. And, man, we ain't supposed to be fighting trying to get no victory. We're supposed to be fighting to enforce a victory. Well, the earth is already ours. We lost it. We lost our sovereignty and our dominion over it in Adam's disobedience. And, man, it's been restored to us through Jesus Christ's obedience. For what purpose? So that we can get back on course to God's original intent and plan and purpose for our life. What's that? That, man, through us, he might extend and establish his governing influence of his territory called heaven, to the territory that he called and that he gave to you and I. So what can we do? We can do, man, all things through Christ and Jesus who strengthened us. What all things is? All things that God, man, assigned us to do. What? To have dominion over the earth and be fruitful and multiply and replenish and subdue the earth. In other words, make it on earth like it is in heaven. He's given us the ability, man, to do that. That's the potential that we have on the inside of us. He breathed into us, man, the Holy Spirit. That's why I told you earlier, man, Jesus said, I only say what I hear my Father say, and I only do what I hear my Father do, because I'm full of the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about full of the Holy Spirit. I ain't talking about the Holy Spirit just being in me. I'm talking about full of the Holy Spirit, so he just flow out of me. And when he flow out of me, man, it start impacting everything that's around me. As long as he's just on the inside of me, then it's impacting me. But, boy, when you get filled with him and he starts flowing over you, overflow, then it starts affecting the outside of the body. And then if it continues to flow out, man, it starts flowing on the ground, man. Like I told you, if you pour water, man, from a pitcher into a glass, it first starts out, man, where the water is in the glass. Boy, it starts coming up. As you continue to pour in there, the water starts coming up on the bottom, man, and coming all the way up. And as you continue to be filled with the Spirit and make it melt in your heart and singing songs unto the Lord and growing in the knowledge of who you are, then you're being filled with the Spirit. As you come all in, and what it's doing during that process, it's affecting you on the inside. But, boy, as you continue to pour that the water of the Holy Ghost and the anointing of the Holy Ghost on you, as you continue to be filled with that, man, then it starts flowing, man, come all the way up to the top. And then when it come all the way up to the top, it started running over the top. Then it started affecting the outside of the glass. And then at this first, man, it affected the outside of the glass. It fall on the glass first. And then after they had to get to the bottom of the glass and it started rolling up from, then it started hitting the ground, man. And, boy, it started hitting the ground. You keep on pouring it, man. You know, you keep on pouring it. It'll affect the whole area where you are, the whole ground and everything. That's why God said, boy, be filled with the Spirit. Why? So you can not only, man, impact your life, man, but boy, that God through you, man, can, man, win souls back to the kingdom of God. That you can win your circle of influence. So that, man, you can be the light of the world, man. What you can do, you are the light of the world. You can win souls to the kingdom of God. You, man, and that's how God want to do it. Jesus Christ is already a savior, but the way he's going to make that known to the whole human race, through what the Bible calls the foolishness of preaching. I'm not talking about the traditional preaching like what we do. That's all good and everything else, man. But let me tell you something. I ain't disturb your emotions. The word preach means to publicly declare a message. Preach means to advertise. Just like you hear seeing a commercial on the radio or the television. What they doing? They advertising a product. Their product. That's a manufacturer, man, advertising their product. For what purpose? So that the consumer can get the product. Listen, when they come on there and advertise, they got a 60-second ad. They don't talk about the manufacturer. They might mention it, man, but what they talk about, they talk about the product. And then after they tell you about the product, then they tell you how to get it. They don't spend the 60-second, man, talking about the manufacturer and the door, man, to the place and everything else. No, they tell you all about that equipment, the product, man. And then after they get through telling you about the product, then they tell you, man, where to get it at. They spend 5 seconds telling you how to accomplish it, how to get it, where it's at, the door to it, the means to it. But they spend that time, man, advertising the product. Jesus Christ come preaching, man, not the door to the product, not about him. He come preaching, man, the product. What's the product? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. He come telling you about that sure inheritance that belong to you, that as he is, so are you. That the thing that he do, so can you. And as the Father sent him, said, so send I you. For what purpose, Arthur? So that you, man, can fulfill, man, God's intent and purpose for your life. How God going to make that known, man, to the whole human race who's dead and lost and born in sin and shaped in iniquity and lost their identity, lost, man, who they really are and where they come from and their purpose and their potential and everything else? How God going to manifest that and get that back known to us? By, man, I'm talking about through the foolishness of preaching. What? Publicly declaring the message. About what? The product. What's the product? All of the kingdom of heaven. Your inheritance that you lost in Adam, that's the product that Jesus Christ come advertising. That's the product that Jesus Christ come preaching. And we not careful, man, we're preaching by the door. Jesus Christ ain't the product, he the door to the product. I told you the devil most successful tactic, man, is preaching the power with the good thing. But the good thing is you can't get to the product except you come through the door. So the religious church, they just preach all about the door, how great Jesus is, and how he opened blind eyes, and how he unstopped death ears, and how he raised Lazarus from the dead. And boy, we got great confidence and faith in what Jesus can do, but you ain't got no confidence and faith in what you can do. The Bible says, man, anything that he do, so he didn't say you could do, he says, so shall you. Right, and as the Father sent me, what he sent me to do? Destroy the works of the devil. What the work of the devil, man? To separate you, man, from who you really are. To keep you from the knowledge of where you really come from. To keep you from the knowledge of why you're really here. To keep you from the knowledge of your true potential. And to keep you from the knowledge of that last question. Age-old question. Where are we going to end up at? What's those age-old questions? Who are we? Where we come from? Why are we here? What can we do? And where are we going to end up at? And boy, I'm talking about the Holy Spirit's job, boy, to lead and guide you into the truth. That word truth, that means, not like true or false, that word truth means the reality of the answer to those age-old questions. Because once you come to the knowledge of the answer to those age-old questions, then, boy, the devil no longer have any authority and power over your life no more. You can flip the script, boy. You can begin to start recovering ourselves from the snares and the traps of the devil. Where we can begin to start walking out of darkness into the marvelous light. Line up on line, precept upon precept. Little by little by little, becoming, that's the work that God told Adam to do. That's the work, what? Become. Becoming what? Boy, who we really are. Becoming that. Becoming the mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Becoming men, fulfilling our God-given purpose and destiny that he has for our lives. Becoming, man, you know, that person that can do all things through Christ Jesus. Becoming that, man. Start, man, from ground zero, man, and working your way all the way up, man, to the fullness of it, man, till you begin to walk in the reality of it in its fullness. You don't just start walking in the reality of it in its fullness, man, overnight. No, that's a way of life. That's a way of life. You, man, you begin to practice that and apply that and act upon that. And as you apply that and acting upon that, as you come to the knowledge of this truth, and not just being a hearer of the word, but being a doer of it, what's a doer of it? Begin to apply it to our everyday life. Practical policy that we are applying it on a daily basis. What's that? Then we're becoming that. You ain't going to become that overnight. That's why God gave you everlasting life. What? To become just like God, it'll take you forever. You're going to be here forever becoming like God, because God is forever, man, evolving, man. So you're going to be forever evolving, too. Forever. But becoming who you are, what? Just like your Father in heaven. Holy, just like him. Didn't the Bible say, be ye holy, for the Lord your God is holy? In other words, God say, be just like me. And he forever being. Hallelujah. And you will forever be in too. As you come to the knowledge of this. Where you going to end up at? Hey, you know where you going to end up at? In heaven on earth. You're going to end up where you started at. In the presence of the Lord. Only thing about it, man, is not in the presence of the Lord in heaven, but in the presence of the Lord here on earth. You're going to end up back in that Garden of Eden where God started you off from. That's where you're going to end up at. You're going to end up, man, in heaven on earth. Because that's where God started you from. He brought you down from heaven and planted a garden, an atmosphere, an environment that's conducive to the Garden of Eden that's within heaven that Ezekiel talked about. The presence of the Lord. I'm not just talking about in the same in the house, man. I'm talking about in it. See, you can be in the house, man, or in the kingdom, and you can be, man, another temporary, but I'm talking about, man, seated at the right hand of the Lord, not just in the house, not just in the kingdom, but in the presence of the King of the kingdom. See, one thing to get in the kingdom, that's what a lot of us there, we in the kingdom, but, man, the kingdom ain't in you. No, let me say that right. Hey, listen, God done translated us into the kingdom. He ain't got no problem, man, getting the kingdom in us. His problem is, man, getting us into the kingdom. That's how I want to say it. Listen, the kingdom has already came. Jesus Christ bought that 2,000 years ago, finished what he came to do, what, to reestablish the government of, what he say? I did say I saw, man, a virgin give a child, and he came in with a government up on his shoulder. And, man, I'm talking about of his kingdom, there shall be no end. So he came and reestablished the kingdom upon the earth, and then went on back up to heaven where he come from. So he fulfilled his purpose. What? To restore the kingdom back to us. And then he went on up to heaven and then told you and I to occupy till he come back, man, and, man, and consummate the whole thing. What? Till it be on earth, man, like it is in heaven. But in the meantime, what? You fulfill your purpose and your destiny. And, man, you know, and he's saying the Holy Spirit going to lead you into the heaven. And when it's all said and done, you're going to end, where are we going to end up at? You're going to end up in heaven on earth. You're going to end up in the literal presence of the Most High God. What are we supposed to do, Arthur? Just start, man, practicing that, applying that to our lives, operating in that, becoming that. So that's what the King say. And let me tell you something. In the kingdom, what the King say goes. His word is the final thought. And, boy, you've been translated into the kingdom of God, dear son, and what he say, that's where it's going to go. You say you be fruitful and multiply and subdue the earth. He say that, boy, it's going to be that. He say you created his image and his likeness. Well, it might not appear that way now, but when it's all said and done, that's what it's going to be. And it, in fact, it's already done. All we are doing is becoming what's already done. Because if God spoke it, I don't care what the devil did in Genesis chapter 3 to get mankind separated from what God spoke. That can't alter the word that go forth out of God's mouth. And he using men in the church. To call out ones, man. Not to have religious service and everything else, but to represent, boy, our King. To sit at the King's foot, that's the original church. To sit at the King's table, eat the King's food, get the, what you mean when I say, when I'll be telling y'all, let's go into the presence of the Lord. That means we can get the, eat the King's food. That means we can get the King's desire and the King's will. Not our church and not our denomination, not our religion, but get men and come to know men, the King. And knowing for ourselves and know what his will is and his intent is. So that when we leave the King's table, we go out into our everyday circle of influence, man, and impact that circle of influence, man, with the will of the King. In order to do that, you got to come sit at the King's table and get the will of the King and get the mind of the King and get the King's desire and everything else. And, boy, then when you leave that place right there, then, man, you go represent the King. Not a denomination, not a religion. Not the Christians, not the Muslims, not the Hindus, not the Buddhists. Who you represent? You represent the King and his kingdom. Not your church, not your denomination. Your church and denomination is supposed to be representing the King and his will and his intent. The only way you can do that, you got to eat from the King's table. You got to sit at the King's feet. You got to come to the knowledge of the will of the King. That's why the Holy Spirit want to lead and guide you, man, into the presence of the King, because you can know the truth. Revelation say, man, who can open up this book and tell us what's really going on? Is man what Isaiah said or what Jeremiah said or what this prophet said or that prophet said or this preacher said or what the Pope said or what the bishop said, what Reverend Arthur said or Brother Arthur or whoever, man? No, man, all of us, man, are falling short of the glory of God. All of us are becoming. All of us are products that's becoming. How are we going to know, man, what the truth is when you go sit, man, at the king's table and eat the king's food? When you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, man, and see what Jesus preached. Not just see what he did, but see what he preached. And see, that's what the devil, man, trick us up at, man, and he have us preaching, man, about what Jesus did. How he opened blind Bartimaeus' eyes, and how he unstopped death ears. And the same thing that he did, man, Jesus said, you're going to do too. Because as I am, so are you. What he really did was come to show you and I us. Some people say, well, that's Jesus. You know, man, what do you think he came out here to do? To show you. And the devil preoccupied you, well, hey, that's Jesus. You know, you ain't Jesus and everything. You just like him. But the devil wants you to think you're just a mere man and a mere woman, when all the time, man, you are the offspring of the Most High God, the Son of God. Watch this. Little God. Not Almighty God is himself, man. Little God. And then me and my brother, I was talking to my brother, Wesley. I call him King Wesley, man. And boy, man, he said something to me yesterday, boy, that went off, man. I'm going to continue this thing, yeah. He told me, man, we were talking about something about his baby girl, man, and about what's going on in the world and his purpose and in this time. And he said this to me. He said, boy, I'm out of control, brother. What do you mean? He said, hey, man, I relinquish everything, man. It isn't, man. I ain't trying to make nothing happen, everything else. I cast all my cares, all my burdens, everything over on the Lord, man. And I'm just in on what he's doing. I place myself on the potter's wheel. The potter can't say to the maker, why you made me this way? No, it's just under man's control. He didn't relinquish his control and just got under control, hallelujah, of the king, hallelujah, on the potter's wheel. And he don't say, well, why you made me this way, or why I'm going through this, or why I'm going through that. No, he just, man, like he say, I'm out of control, brother Arthur. Well, I ain't, man, trying to make nothing happen. I ain't trying to do nothing, man. I'm just, man, allowing God to be God in me and saying yes to his will and yes to his way. And, boy, when you come to that place like that, and, boy, I'm talking about when he said that, boy, that went off on the inside of me like a neon light. But I see from all my works, man, and I enter into, man, what God is doing. I just fold my hand up and say, Lord, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Come what may. I don't care what situation, what obstacle, what you might be facing in life, man. We might be sick. You might be down and out. You might be having all kinds of issues and everything else, boy. If you put your hand and yourself and your life on the potter's wheel, then you can see from all your works, and I guarantee you something, boy. He who have begun a good work on the inside of us, he'll complete, provided you get out of control too. When you relinquish your control over everything else and get under the control and will of God. Who are you? You're the children of the Most High God at the close. Where you come from? You come from Him. Why are you here? To establish the will of God upon the earth. What the will of God? That it be in earth, on earth like it is to heaven. What the potential that we have? We can do that. Not in our own strength, not in our own ability. The Bible says not by power, nor by might, not by your charisma and how well you preach, no, but by the power of the Holy Ghost. That's the potential. And what we going to end up at, man? Hey, we going to end up, man, as a result of us, man, getting in and answering those angel questions and getting in on there, then, more we going to do, man, what God desired for the church to do and mankind to do. And that what the church to do is to win souls to what God is doing. That's the kingdom of God, what God is doing. The kingdom of heaven is a literal place. And when we get in on what God is doing, then the literal place can start to be manifested first and foremost in our lives. Before it gets on the earth, it got to get in our lives. And then when it get in our lives, it starts manifesting itself on the earth. Where are we going to end up at? In the presence of the Most High God on for all eternity. Listen, I pray God's best for your life and God's greatest for your life. Hallelujah. And that God's will be done in your life and that God's kingdom come in your life. And that his will be done in your life and in your family life here on earth, just like it is in heaven. My time is up, y'all. I love y'all. It's the love of the Lord. You want to contact us? 713-870-3776. Our ministry is Kingdom Life Fellowship, World Outreach Ministry. My wife, Gail, and I love you. Again, our number, 713-870-3776. God bless you and look forward to talking to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LeBain. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry.